FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, today's episode is gonna hit close to home for a lot of you. We're diving deep into the crazy world of technology, our trusty devices, the constant notifications, the endless scroll, all those things that are supposed to make life easier but sometimes feel like they're running the show, am I right? Ever get that feeling like your phone has a mind of its own, pulling you back in for just one more peek? Or maybe you found yourself spending hours on social media, scrolling through a vortex of perfectly curated lives and wondering how to catch up. Trust me, I'm with you. This stuff is designed to be addictive. It literally triggers those feel-good chemicals in our brains, leaving us craving more and more. But guess what? We don't have to be slaves to the algorithm. Today, we're going to break down 5 key takeaways that can help you build a healthy relationship with technology. Think of it like this. We're taking back control, reclaiming our time, and rediscovering the joy of living in the real world. First up, awareness is your superpower. Before you can change anything, you've got to understand your habits. Track your screen time, pay attention to when you feel most tempted to reach for your phone, and identify the apps that suck you in like a black hole. Knowledge is power, people. Next, set boundaries. This isn't about deprivation, it's about intentionality. Decide what tech-free zones work for you, maybe no phones at the dinner table or during your morning coffee routine. And remember those notifications? You don't have to answer them all instantly. Turn off unnecessary alerts and schedule specific times to check emails and messages. Number 3, find your dopamine detox. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing that next hit of instant gratification from social media or video games? Take regular breaks to recharge and reconnect with activities that bring you joy without the digital distractions. Think reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or catching up with friends face to face. Now let's talk about mindfulness. When you do use technology, be present. Engage fully with what you're doing, whether it's scrolling through social media or responding to an email. Avoid multitasking, because your brain works best when it's focused on one thing at a time. And finally, celebrate the small wins. Every time you resist the urge to check your phone during a conversation or put your device away for an hour of uninterrupted reading, that's a victory. Be kind to yourself, keep practicing, and remember that building a healthy relationship with technology is a journey, not a destination. Let me tell you about this friend of mine, Sarah. She used to be glued to her phone, constantly checking notifications, scrolling through endless feeds, feeling overwhelmed by the constant digital noise. She knew she needed a change but felt stuck in the cycle. Then one day, she decided to try something radical. No social media for a whole week. At first, it was tough, but then something amazing happened. She started noticing things around her she'd completely missed before: the vibrant colors of the sunset, the laughter of children playing in the park, even the taste of her morning coffee. She felt more present, more connected to herself and the world around her. It wasn't about deleting social media forever, it was about finding a healthier balance and rediscovering the joy of living in the moment. So remember, you've got this. Building a healthy relationship with technology is all about being intentional, setting boundaries, and prioritizing your well-being. Remember to celebrate your successes, be patient with yourself, and never stop exploring new ways to connect with the world around you, both online and off. Now head out there and make some magic happen. And don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode on social media. I want to hear from you. Until next time, keep it real, keep it vibrant, and remember, your happiness is worth fighting for.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.